This is the day, isn't it? This is the pinnacle of really the whole season for you.
Yeah, definitely. It's been a long one. I think at the start of the season, obviously, the expectations were there from last season. We've obviously got the quality to win the league that we've done. But I think, obviously, at the start of the season, we had a few hiccups. But as soon as we turned the corner at Christmas, it was just full steam ahead, and that's it. We just blew everybody away in the end, and just great to win the league. I keep saying to the boys as well, like, I've played for like 15 seasons now, and it's hard to win a league like this, so just enjoy it. We're playing there today, we're 3-0 up, and there's still people who want like standards, which is good, but just enjoy it. Do it with a smile on your face, and luckily we've come away and we've done that, and yeah, it's just brilliant, and it just shows how much it means to the club and the fans and the town itself, like the amount of people that's come out and celebrated with us. It's just brilliant, it's just amazing.
Well, exactly. I mean, the support has just gone up and up and up over the last few weeks, hasn't it?
Yeah. I mean, when I came to the club, which is like 4 years ago, we was getting to 250, 300 sort of thing, which is still a really good support. But then I think they just believed in us. I think they saw what we had. They saw the quality we had. And obviously, over the last few years, I think, like the gaff said, our win percentage is something like 80%, which is ridiculous for a team at this level and still not gone up. So I think everyone's just got behind us and just realised that something special is happening here. And like everyone said on Twitter, even other clubs have just said, look, we can't say anything because you deserved it. You've deserved it over the last 3 or 4 years. So, like I say, I think the fans have cottoned on to that and seen it, and they've just been excellent. They've just built week on week. It's just been brilliant, yeah.
And looking ahead to the final game, it couldn't really be tougher, could it?
No, it couldn't. But if you'd have told me this like 2 months ago, I'd have been a bit like, right, it's going to go to the final game. It's going to be a massive one. Still fancy us against anybody. I don't care who we play. We've said this all along, we owe it to the fans. The fans turn out, even if there's 10 fans, 50 fans, 100 fans that come watch us away at Hales Owen, they're still travelling and paying 40, 50, 60 quid, maybe more, to go to a game and watch us play. So we owe it to them, regardless. So whoever plays that day, we owe it to the fans who travel to put on a performance and not just turn it in because we've got promoted now. So, yeah, it'll be an interesting one. It'll be a good one, and definitely celebrations, yeah.
And step three, you don't know who you're playing yet, but how do you think that's going to feel for the team?
I don't know. If I'm honest, I'm turning 32 next week, so I'm like, let the young lads play. Let the young lads play a bit. I'd happily have a little bit of relaxation now, but we've played teams that are step three, step two over the last few years, and we've beaten them. Telford, Kidderminster, we went close against Hereford. We had a good performance at Stockport. So to us, it's just another level. That's all it is. We fancy ourselves against anybody. Doesn't matter. As long as you get the pitch sorted out.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you can just feel the pride on the pitch this afternoon.
Yeah,
and the celebration.
It's amazing. Honestly, like, I couldn't thank the club enough, the fans enough, and then the gaffer. Me and the gaffer have got a bit of an up and down relationship. Do you know what I mean? Like, we love hate at times, but really, like, I need to say, I rang him up before celebrations on Monday when we won the league. Mm. I just thanked him for everything because personally, my career was going in the wrong direction. Found out I had a heart problem, and at one point I thought I had to retire at sort of 27. And where I am now, I'd never thought I'd got here. And I owe it all to the gaffer. So as much as the times I hate him when he don't play me, I love him so much for what he's done for me as a player personally. And the smiles he puts on everyone's faces, like, it's brilliant.
There we go. That's kind of all you need to hear, Sean.
Thanks very much. And that's it, yeah. Yeah, brilliant. Yeah.
Thanks for joining us on Rutland and Stamford Town.
That's a clean sheet, same
old. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.